My name is Michael Newstead, and I've lived in Lincoln now for just over 3 years with my partner, Ian. We came to Lincoln deliberately because we really like the city, both its historic side and a very emerging modern city. We've known Lincoln from a distance, from North Nottinghamshire, as a place to come and shop and so on, for well over 30 years. So we've seen enormous change in the city in that time. It's also quite interesting that one of the reasons we used to come to Lincoln was to go to gay discos. Years ago, and I'm talking really 20, 25 years ago, upstairs in the Horse and Groom, and also I think it's the Golden Eagle, down sort of near the bottom of the High Street. Those days seem very distant now. But what is interesting, I think, is that we have simply not recognised a single person from that period of time in living in Lincoln currently. That I find quite strange. But, as I say, very keen living in Lincoln and Lincolnshire and feel a very strong commitment to the city. Obviously, it's not a big city, and I think perhaps that is, to me, the great attraction. Having lived in Leeds for a lot of my life, which obviously is a big city, and then working and living in the centre of the highest density of high-rise flats in Europe, in Birmingham. So it's a different world altogether to that. But probably at my now more tender age, I actually prefer living in a small city. And the great advantage of living in the centre of the city is that you can actually walk to everything. You know, the university is very close, Wilkinson's is literally 2 minutes away, the cathedral and uphill is 12 minutes away. It's all very contained and very neat. I retired at the age of 65 last year, in June last year, and I retired and I had my 65th birthday on exactly the same day. I'd had a very strong and busy working life in North Nottinghamshire, in what really I suppose it could be described as a community development agency, very much supporting community initiatives, close working with statutory bodies and so on. I was quite determined when I retired that I was going to cut a lot of the cloth. I'd done the job for a very long time. And I think you can get very tired, if the truth was told, sort of working in partnership for a very long time indeed. However, having said that, I was also very keen that I would find ways to use some of the skills that I'd gained over the years, and even perhaps some of the contacts I'd gained over the years. And I have found that that is the case. In particular, and it happened very quickly, which was rather strange in some ways, because I didn't particularly seek it. I have a strong involvement with Lincoln Cathedral. I'm a regular there. And unlike most cathedrals, there is a strong community side to the cathedral called the Community Association. And potentially it has about 500 members. And I'm on the executive committee of that, and I've chaired a couple of subcommittees and so on, and I've ended up on various other sort of committees and so on as a result of that. In one sense, interestingly, I'm doing the very thing I said I did not want to do, which was to end up on committees. I'd had more than enough. At one stage in my life, I was on 35 committees, and I was really rather worn out by that. But in fact, if you believe that some of the things you are involved in are really doing some good things and are worthwhile, then perhaps you can overcome those doubts. And it's interesting with the Community Association because it is very broad in terms of age and so on. It puts on social events, usually about 3 social events in a year. It helps to give a strong sense of cohesion amongst regulars and at the cathedral and so on. And I have to say that one of the delights of Lincoln Cathedral, and there are quite a few, I suppose if I was to be honest, I would say the absolutely main delight has to be the music, which is some of the best music in England at the moment. It is quite, quite stunning at the moment. And that, if you've lived in small market towns for a long time, is a most wonderful experience, a wonderful prize. But the other side is, in terms of LGBT matters, is that I've never heard a single homophobic comment.